Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout, up to the hour 7. And thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. It's Sunday Live. And of course, let me welcome our guests already on the line. Let me start with Sipho Polo Sikhathebe. Sipho
Muruti waka likai ntate
ay siyaphila kunjani bhuti wami
wasibonga mfundisi sithi awumagayivi voice ilungi be right asibingele balele emakhaya siyaba Dominic indoda igijima yale
ya
siyabingelela mfowethu umfundisi Motha
yegalufu.
Amen,
amen, aleluya, amen, aleluya. Hayi, siyabonga ukuthi uright ke Sipho. Sithokoze kakhulu, sithokoze kakhulu, you know. And let me also welcome Uchablan Dominic, my friend.
Hey, my friend, niyaphila kodwa?
Yes, siyaphila, kunjani lapho?
Hayi, siyaphila nathi ngomusa wenkosi, sigcinile kakhulu, sibonge kakhulu. Ngimelele la umfundisi Sipho, umfundisi Motha, balaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha Hamashiya.
Ku-right lapho eMbombela?
Ah, ku-right nje, cloudy, raining yesterday. It's a nice weather.
Ah, thina sisemvuleni futhi man. Sisemvuleni.
All right.
Ekuseni mangidrive ngiyenkangala bokuyimvula mangifike enkangala hayi kuthulile. Mase ngibuya ngiza la hawu uyathela futhi. Sisemvuleni.
Yeah.
Ikhathi zakhona kodwa ngithi.
Yeah, ikhadza khona.
Let me also welcome umfundisi Motha. Muruti, greetings to you, sir, and welcome.
In the name of Yahusha Mashiach, my brother, I greet you and thank you so much for welcoming me once again today.
Kusaphileka kodwa ngapho.
By the grace of God, my brother, all is well. Siyaphila. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu namhlanje ntambama that we are here together. And also allow me to greet my brothers lapho, umfundisi Sipho, umfundisi uJabulani, as well as our listeners emakhaya. Siyababingelela because of Jesus. Amen.
Sure. You know, kukhona ingoma ethi I'll take you there. You know, uKristu asithembiseke ukuthi I'll take you there. Listen, no one goes to the Father, you know, except through Christ.
Oh, yeah.
And it's him who says, I'll take you there. Yazi, UBB no Sisi Winans, they tried to sample this song. And it went on, I remember. We used to play it as the SAPC, as young people there. But this is the original one. Listen to this.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni noAyanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
The lead singer there is called Mavis Staple, and the person who is playing the lead guitar there is her own father. The people who are backing up there are her own sisters. They are known as the Staple Singers. You know the famous Staple Singers? There's a place named after them. It's called the Staple Center, the place where they had a funeral of Michael Jackson. You know, the very popular dome in America. It's called the Staple Center. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you well and so much in a mighty way, blessing you. We are together throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. And let me just say, you know, it is good to be here. It is good to be here. And my health is improving. It's really, really improving. And I appreciate that. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. You know, thank you so much. I really appreciate. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I was able to run for 3 days. There's a time I did about 16 Ks. There's a time I did 12. There's a time another time I did 12 again. And I also did 12 yesterday. Today I couldn't because it was raining. So I'm a bit weary. Usually I go out and run when it's raining because it doesn't matter. But because of this pneumonia, I decided, hey, let me take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Now, hey, let me start with the very aspect of defining what is an enemy. Someone who stands against us is an enemy. And how do you know if someone is an enemy of your soul? Many times, you know, someone who is doing bad to you is your enemy. Someone who hates you and continues to bring spirits of hatred towards you, that is an enemy also of your soul, you know. The aspect of those people who choose in many instances to not be at peace with you, they are enemies of your soul. They don't want peace with you. They are enemies of your soul. And I also support this with the word. I'm just putting it across there. And also, the ones who do not want to see you succeed, these are also enemies of your soul. We are taking that kind of direction today that we need to look into the very aspect of saying, what is an enemy of the soul? What are some of the things we haven't mentioned, which basically are enemies of our souls? You know, you can have a friend. You know, you can have a relationship that is an enemy of your soul. You can have that. You know, you can have that. And you look at it, everything is fitting, everything is fine, you know. But you will find that you are unable to actually prosper in your soul. Your soul continues to suffer setbacks and defeat. Spiritually, you know, demons start to have an upper hand. Spirits that you're not supposed to be afraid of are demons, you know, but they start to have an upper hand because there is a relationship that is an enemy of your soul. So it can be a relationship. And sometimes an enemy of your soul, it can be, you know, something that you value much to an extent that it becomes an idol. That thing becomes the enemy of your soul. So we're touching on that, as to what are enemies of our souls today, things to look into and things to be careful about, and why much of the times when it comes to enemies of the soul, we watch these other things except for people we relate with and things that we do. You know, this is one of the things that we need to look into, right? The aspect of the enemies of the soul also is something that one needs to look into. One of those things is, much of the times, I have seen in many instances than one, that the way you behave, your behavior can be the enemy of your soul. The manner in which you associate with people can be also the enemy of your soul, you know. And that is about a thing that one needs to look into. It's very sad. We see that much of the times. People enter into all kinds of associations. It can be business, whatever. But this also poses as an enemy of your soul. And we need to look into these things. But an enemy of the soul is someone who doesn't want things to be good for you. A person who doesn't wish anything good for you. This person doesn't wish anything right for you. And I think it's Psalm 23 speaking about this, if I'm not mistaken. Psalm 23 verses 5 is speaking about this as to what an enemy of the soul is. That's what we are touching on. And of course, I'll just read it. Check it out in verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Full stop. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. The heavenly king, shepherd, receives David as his vassal king. I used to teach about suzerain vassals many, many years ago. And he takes him under his protection. Whereas everyone around David would be concluding all kinds of covenants, which would be expressive of enmity towards him. Yet the Father brings a covenant of peace towards him. So an enemy of the soul, anyone who gets into any collusion that renders you an enemy, that is an enemy of the soul. We see those things many times even in the churches. Hey, ungabona abantu bahagana so. Bazondene bayafa abanye. Bayasongelana nokusongelana. And sometimes umuntu agibela ipulpiti athi makakhuluma laphana uzwe ukuthi I know. Namhlanje ukhuluma nobaba uSibeko. Or ukhuluma nomama umqondo. Or ukhuluma no sister Busisiwe. Or ukhuluma no brother laphena u brother Simelane, because this person has become an enemy of the soul of that person. People who slander you, people who speak evil of you, are the enemies of your soul. That is why then the Father says, no, pray for them. Pray for them and release blessings to them. When they curse you, anyone who releases curses over you is an enemy of your soul. Anyone who releases curses over you. And remember, the Father has not released curses upon us. He said to us in Deuteronomy, if you disobey, these are the curses you will incur. He doesn't say, I will curse you. He says, these are the curses you will incur. You will be cursed with a curse. You know, so we acquire those things on our own. Enemies of the soul are not brought on by the Heavenly Father. We bring them. And the devil brings them. Do you know your hobbies can also be, your hobby can be the enemy of your soul? Let's take Ugunkausa for instance.
Ah, Abu Mota, Natavas, go to Ugunkausa in. Abu Mota, Abas, go to Ugunkausa in. Yabon.
He no doubt upon this house, cousin.
Mazilogutta was. Lava Batis Funus cousin, Ibu Bangausa Galam. Wa Mashimil, Bayazi Shimbil. Uwa mashimbiri wokuthi inekolweni lawo. But Ugunkausa, okay. Ukubhema. Ukuphaquza, yeah, ukuphaquza. Ujabulani ngizwa kahle mangithi ukuphaquza ngoba ngesiZulu ukuphaquza kahle kahle.
Uyabona? Ah, ngathi ngalo lumi lesigodi.
Yeah. Nakhona kokunye mabathi ukubhema sometimes angeke mabathi umbhemi they would talk about indoda enokweyisa or indoda enokulahlekelwa ulwazi kodwa ikaba ngukuthi yazi but how nanga umbhemi usekhulumile umbhemi uyabona yeah but now these the people who wouldn't want you to have peace in your life, these are the enemies of your soul. And the Father says he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Those who do not want you to succeed in your life are the enemies of your soul. Yawuchitha umuthi inkonyana. Namhlanje siyayingena ke le ndaba ngale ndlela.
Now, also, when you look into the notion of an enemy, you also see, and let us go to 110 of Psalms. You know, anyone who wages war against you is the enemy of your soul. Yo, anyone who wages war against your soul, against you, is the enemy of your soul. 110 of Psalms says that. Let's look into it. It's in the fourth book of Psalms. 110. I'm reading it. I'm charging everything of Landeland. No. The Elohim says,
to my Elohim, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Anyone who wants to rule against you is the enemy of your soul. Look at verse 2. The Elohim will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemy. Anyone who raises his dominion over you is the enemy of your soul. This is amazing. We see that much of the times. And we tend not to look into this quite properly. And in all these things that I've spoken, you'd see that the devil fits in quite handy. And all his agents, everyone who serves him, that's an enemy of your soul. Now, check this thing also out in Proverbs. Anyone who does not want peace in your life, any aspect, anything that does not sustain peace in your life, it is an enemy of your soul. If you look into the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7, let me go to it. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7. I want to read them. 16:7. It says, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Elohim, he even makes his enemies to live at peace with him. Enemies are the people who are not pleased by the ways that you follow. People who basically are not at peace with you. They are at war with you. They are in a collision against you. They want to render you powerless. They want to destroy you. They want to steal from you, and they want to deplete you. They want you dead. You know, they send all kinds of witchcrafts against you. You find yourself in all kinds of sicknesses, and you find yourself in esbedlela. You find yourself there, and it's because of the enemies of your soul. And these are waging war against you. But because you live at peace with the Father, he even makes your enemies to be at peace with you. So this verse also describes that these enemies are people who actually do not want peace with you. They don't. It's only the Father who makes them do. But they don't. They basically would want to see the wreaking of havoc upon your life. And these things are happening phakathi kwabazalwane, phakathi emabandleni. Or in Namanga Sipo.
No, that's true. From this 100% correct. That is true. We've got the enemy among us.
Mm.
We are praying that God may enlighten our heart and equip us with the spiritual wisdom.
So ngathi ngayikhuphula inkrostina lapho kethane. Hayi angikuzwa. Khuphuka.
Singezwakala mfundisi.
Yeah, xhuma.
It is true, mfundisi, ukuthi definitely we have got an enemy within within the capacity of a church, of which we should pray that God may enlighten our heart so that we can understand our enemy, and being equipped by his word so that we have been able to overcome and walk in that total victory that we already had, because Christ has already won the battle on our behalf. But we need to be skeptical, being under the influence of the Holy Spirit each and every day. Remember, the enemy for our soul, for instance, the topic for today, it is true from the security, when we have been saved, we join God's army, and we become the enemy to the devil. Wherever the devil is, he'll always fight with us because he knows exactly where are we going. I love the song of Charlie Ngayiguti. I'll take you there. He understands that he is Zulin and he is Zulin. So you don't want
to... He is
the enemy of our soul.
Two or three
elements that I want to talk about from this, that are our enemy of our soul. Number one, the world, that is the Israel.
Yeah.
Number two, our flesh, the house that we dwell in at our present physicality. Then number three, the devil in himself. Number one, from the Selabu Israel, the Bible says, "Othanda Israel, agamthanda uNkulunkulu, ngoba Israel lonke limemubini." In other words, whenever singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we start to love the world, definitely we become the enemy of God, because the whole entire world have two masters. draw teams as a village. And at the same time, Mopega is a long apart. Lipila, number two, Mwenyama. Ingagomas Funda, Roman chapter 8, verse 7. It is an enemy to God, for it's not subject to the law of God. In other words, our flesh, it's no longer subject under the subject of law, because always reflect is the long apart. So we cannot always get victory from this unless we walk after the Spirit. We have our flesh in from this, we need to subject it under the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to talk on a sexual immorality, where abantwana bakaNkulunkulu phakathi ebandleni, they try this form of sin in their life. They call on uNkulunkulu, but they please them children. Ukuthi ngama Saturdays benze izinto zobumnyama ema tavern, but come in the morning they will go there in church and worship so powerful they paramiss izandla, whereas the enemy is within them. In other words, the enemy is busy saying, "Ah, mfundisa kabona nabazala nababona." That's God himself he sees.
Yeah.
That is why our flesh becomes our enemy, because that's where Satan efuna sifeel its own desire, whereby mfundisi ubona abantu abashadile mina na abafana nami mina nawe divorce amakhosikazi bethatha amanye phakathi ebandleni. That becomes the enemy of our soul, because you understand ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu uthini. Yingakho even ngosemandulo iBhayibheli lithi abantwana bamKristu eli belilala nabesifazane phakathi ebandleni. That becomes the enemy to our
soul.
Under the subject, yes, kaNkulunkulu. Ngakho leli bese ngifundile lapha ku verse 7 ngisizo ukuthi ngokuba ukunaka kwenyama uNkulunkulu becomes an enmity to God. Once we listen to our flesh, the flesh hate mfundisi ngeke ngimxolele, whereby we apply the thing ukuthi ngeke ngimthethele the unforgiveness spirit. It is in our flesh ukuthi uza ngijwayela kabi ngeke ngimnyeke. After the flesh, definitely it becomes the enemy of our soul. And last mfundisi, the devil himself, it is a real personal enemy. He's a fallen angel, the father of lies.
Yeah.
In other words, we are sometimes ukuthi as influence mfundisi ngendlela ezimbi. Akutshela ukuthi no uNkulunkulu akakuthandi, why he allows this and that and that. Once he entertains him, definitely you are caught with trap yak. And that's why you see when abantwana abanye bakaNkulunkulu bakhonza uNkulunkulu, they are no longer passionate. You know why? So they join the enemy of the enemy, the camp of the enemy, that is the devil. Or by tell uNkulunkulu unama groups, our konza uzwabobana ngabazwabobana. Why? It is because uSatan uyakufaka enhlizweni zabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Aletha ama level esontweni, aletha abantu abangama class azosenza ukuthi sihlukane siphakathi ebandleni. All those things, it becomes the enemy of our soul, of which we need to walk after the Spirit. Amehlo enhliziyo ethu akhanyisiwe, so that we understand ukuthi are in war and fight against this enemy and walk in the Spirit of God. Then we become more than conquerors through Christ who has loved us.
Wow, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Sipopoulos, we are talking about the enemies of the soul. And then he says worldliness. And I also see lust. I also see foolishness. But if you go also to Galatians chapter 5, you'll see much more of the enemies of the soul from verse 19 to 20. You will be able to see quite a lot of those that are enemies of the souls. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say. What are the enemies of your soul? Have you identified the enemies of your soul? Because when we don't identify them, they can easily defeat you. What are the enemies of your soul? And in this case, you can remain anonymous. What are the enemies of your soul? Do you know another thing that is an enemy of the soul is what? Labeling yourself according to your past failure or losses. When you continue to label yourself that way, enemies of the soul, they start to press you towards that way. And you don't see a way forward at times. It's very important that you be careful as to what is it that you call yourself. Ngavuma abantu bakubiza bathi oh killer, no. Nanoma udlala ibhola ungavumi, because you would see that now the enemies of your soul that kill would come and kill everything that has to do with you, your career, your marriage, everything that has to do with you will suffer wreck because of these things that we name ourselves.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained. It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. So wait, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Now, Jabu, let me bring this to you. Another enemy of the soul is demons. Demons always come to colonize our bodies, and we see in Matthew 33 the one that was driven out, and also in Matthew 11:18, and they say he has a demon. When they were speaking with regards to Christ, they said he had a demon, but we see demons that make people sick. You know, in Mark chapter 7, you see it says verse 26, to drive out the demon out of the daughter, and the demon left your daughter. You know, verse 30 says, lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Demons that are making people sick, and demons also that would throw people down, up and down, and all those kinds of things. In Luke chapter 4, verses 35, we see that legion there. You know, and then another one, a demon that drives people into solitary places and making you not to be able to even fellowship with other believers. Demons that take you away from fellowship. We have those. Demons that take you away from fellowship. And then it starts with a little grievance. Marumangalunga sahlanganyeli. The enemy of your soul, a demon that would make you to stay out of fellowship. It's quite sad. We see those kinds of things. And of course, also a demon that would make you mute. In Luke chapter 11, verse 40, demons that make people mute. In other words, you can't speak and all those kinds of things. But also, demons basically that make people to suffer severe pains. Enemies of the soul, Matthew chapter 4, verses 24. And we see also those. Demons, basically, who make people to suffer in their lives. These things are there. These demons are not of the Father. It's something that we need to know. Jabu, what comes to mind? Enemies of the souls, demons are, and they come in a variety of ways. How? O Jablane. Ukona. Hawu Nkosi yami, mfundisi Motha ithingi inike wena ke. Demons basically that convulse people, they do all those kinds of things. They even drive you away from people. They even pump you with pride uzokuthi hayi yabona laba ngisalingani nabo manje singiyo khonze emakhuweni ke manje. Hey, zenzeka Motha, mfundisi. Hawu kanti sipho baphi labantu?
Hawu mfundisi nami ngiyakuzwa beliya.
Mfundisi Motha?
Bangamadimoni.
Mfundisi Motha. Mfundisi Motha uyangizwa? Hayibo. 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 Ya, masikhuluma ngalezi kuse kuliwa kangaka. Sawubona Dumela. Ya. You won't believe amafoni ayakhala. Abantu abakhulumi. Sikhuluma about the enemies of the soul. Abantu bayanyamalala. Ngiya try ukukonnect nabo futhi sizwe ukuthi bathini. Jabu sewubuyile.
Yes, my friend. Thank you very much.
Uyizwile iquestion yami?
Yes, I got your question and I was trying to answer, but I think the was since the beginning because I kept losing you. But
yeah, yeah, no Sipho makakhuluma bengimluza naye. All right. Go for it, Jabu.
Yes.
Demons so are the enemies of the soul. Yes.
Indeed. Yes. What a great topic. Yes, you know, like very important aspects together with also Mfundisi Sipho. So just maybe also to add the, you know, like the when people quarrel and the hatred develops amongst the people and then they separate and they split.
Mm.
They are because of the enemies of our souls.
Mm.
So I'll support this with the book of Genesis chapter 26, verse 21. It says, then his servants dug another well, and they quarreled over that also. So Isaac named it Sitna, which means enmity. You know, quarrels, like, because of, you know, like, ukubangwa kwezinto. So we see here, which is, and we know before the show started at home.
Hey, Jabu.
Way
yeah.
back.
Yeah, I'll be a little move out before the show started at home. We were cut.
I was thinking. Like before all these developments that we see today, like the tanks and also the pump. The actual hours. History. I have from the well. We used to drink from that well, like water would come from the soil, from the ground. Then it would be just a lot of water that you can take through a bucket or 25 liter to the house, and then you use it to cook or this is life.
Mm. Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, out of their bellies, rivers of their living waters shall gush forth.
Mm.
You know, like, that's a well, like, umthombo pila. So, when now people start to really fight over or to block that, to close that, that enmity of you, the father speaks over you or is doing over you, if it starts to stop, going of the life, quarrels or hatred about those things that really are you know, maybe you start to quarrel with your wife.
How? We have the Jabu.
With everything that. Yes, my friend.
Yakhatha somewhere somehow. Ngugcine la uthi start to quarrel with your wife. Usese khona?
Hello.
Usese khona Jabu? Uyangizwa?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah, go for it. Stop la ote khona, you even quarrel with your wife?
Yes, even your friends. They start to really speak bad about your commitment to the Father, your devotion to the things of the Lord. In other words, all those comments are meant to shut the well. They are quarreling over the well, the source of your life, the source of your very being. As I was making an example about the servants of Isaac that were digging wells for their cattle and for their lives. But the enemies will come and quarrel over that or shut that. So that's the enemy is to really block the flowing of the river of God in our lives, or the life of God in our lives. It's the enemy of our souls. And that can be friends, wrong friends. Like the word says that bad company corrupts are not cut for you as a child of God. And also, even, you know, when it comes just to, like as you said, the demons, the devil actually is the number one when it comes to actually pushing enmity of our souls. Like, you know, temptations that you will see in your life, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, you know, like finding out that as a child of God, you no longer love God with all of your heart, but now you start to be loving things. These, you know, like money, you know, all be the enemy for your soul. Once your love is actually turned from the very giver, but to the gift that he has given you. That's the enmity of our souls also. Thank you very much, my friend.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Jabu. We are talking about enemies of the soul. Please tell us what comes to mind when we're talking about this. What can you say enemies of your soul are even all about? Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. What are enemies of the soul even all about?
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Dalu.
Sawana womfundisi.
Thank you, Baba.
Mina inkinga yami amantombazana. So ngisakhula. Ngikhule ngisinde namantombazana. Noma sebese ngikhulile ngisakhula kahle. Ngikhule ngisinde namantombazana. Ngoba isilingo sama amantombazana, because amantombazana ebengithana nawo, amantombazana anganaqiniso, amantombazana adakwayo, amantombazana athanda amadoda. Mangiphambi kwawo ngoba bonke bathanda amadoda. Mangiphambi kwawo ngoba bonke ukuthi bayidanga ngoba bayazifihla. Mangicede ukuhamba kuwo, umuntu usalebele eba yicharacter lebe yiyo vele. So mina, my sin is women. So khona manje ngibheka ukushada, and ngishade umshado unaphakade. Ngiyabonga.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi ubheka umshado kunaphakade. Are you talking about the wedding of the lamb? And someone says, no, mina, I see ukuthi enemies of my soul is the love for women. And of course also the love for money. That also comes in handy. Thank you so much for being so honest, Dalu. I really, really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. When we talk about enemies of the soul, let me read some few verses. You know, and destruction is also an enemy of the soul. Many people don't see this, you know. Destruction is also an enemy of the soul. And, you know, we need to be careful about destruction and the destroyer we need to be careful about destruction and the destroyer, or also destructive things that we bring into our lives. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 1 says, he will secretly introduce destructive heresies, teachings that are not according to scripture, but are so much taken in by those who say, we are believers, you know, and they go with this. It's quite sad that we find many people going to these seducing spirits. And also, destruction is also seen in the manner in which we behave towards our bodies. I mean, what Dalu has said makes me to think about our bodies, because our bodies are the temple of the Most High. If anyone destroys God's temple, you know, you are fighting straight against God. If anyone sins sexually, you are sinning against your own self. You are sinning against your own body, which is the temple of the Most High. So we see the spirits of destruction that are leveled towards men. These are also elements which are enemies of the soul. Anything that destroys anything good in your life is an enemy of your soul. Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi. And indeed, it's so great. We are learning a lot, Mfundisi. I must say, Uguti, as you are saying, Uguti, there's a lot of things that are distracting in our life. You know, especially when we tend to look more onto the things of this world, they distract us from focusing. They bring it as God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hence, Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, the enemy is after one thing, is to deceive us, is to destroy, is to kill even the relationship that we have with the Father. So we need to be careful of these things. You know, we spoke about the elements of these things. Christ, he once said when he was giving his farewell speech, I will put it like that, in John 14, chapter 14, verse 30, he said, I will talk no much longer with you, for the ruler of this dark world is coming, but he has no power over me, for he has nothing to use against me. So the enemy, my brother, using different elements to seduce us, to distract us, and to take us away and lead us away from the presence of the Father, from the path of God, so that we may be deceived. He's using a lot of things. One of the things, you know, when we speak of social statuses, the wealthy positions of this world, that is why you will even find people, they will go to witchcraft just for them to get rich. You know, the greediness of money, that is an element the enemy is using. That is why the Bible teaches us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the powers of this world. It says, in Funis Elias even spoke about demons. You know, these are the things that you cannot see with your naked eye, but they are the enemies of our soul, because the devil uses that to distract us. Either he will bring illnesses, either he will bring hatred and anger, because the hatred does not come from God, it comes from the devil. You know, when one hates another, God is love, but you must know that when there is hatred, that you are unable to forgive others, then you are having a device that the enemy can use. That is why Christ says that the ruler of this world is coming, but he has no power over me, because he has nothing to use against me. So the moment I will have pride, my brother, the moment I will be greedy, the moment I will be so hateful, those are the devices of the enemy, of the devil himself, that he can use to distract, to destroy, and to kill me. So we need to be careful at all times. That is why Peter, in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
Our greatest enemy, Mbondisi, it is the devil. And the devil, for him to be able to distract us, he must have something in us. That is why, you know, when you look, I normally watch National Geography. You can look at the lion as well, how big it is. But when they attack the pride, they identify, number one, the weak. Number two, the sick. Those who are feeble, they target that. So in other words, the enemy will want to destroy us and to distract us when our backs are all against the wall. When we think, you know, when we allow stress, when we allow depression, because those are the things that the enemy will bring, will make you to think, you even make you to doubt, you know, the goodness of the Lord. It will make you to doubt and say that you cannot go through these things while you're a child of God. It means God has forsaken you. And then you start to isolate yourself from fellowship. You start to isolate yourself from other believers, and you become more vulnerable. And when you are more vulnerable, it means the enemy has lured you and seduced you and pull you away into a predetermined killing zone. So, rather, that we do not allow these things. Hence, Christ said, cast all your cares and your burdens unto me. In other words, we should not worry, because one of that the devil uses, it is anxiety, worrying. God says we should not worry about tomorrow. The moment we start to worry, and then the enemy will make use of that. Nobody, Mfundis, I can tell you, Ugoti, nobody's born hating. Nobody's born with hate. But when there is that void in your heart, the enemy will plant a seed of hatred. The enemy will plant a seed of anger. You know, uncontrolled anger, it is one of the enemies of our souls. That is why the Bible says that to be angry, but, you know, malanga shone ilanga usa tukte. Because if the ilanga lizo shone tukte, the enemy will have a way or to access you so that it can use that. Now, that is why you'll find people bebulala actually, but that person, unjani lo mntu obulala, unjani lo mntu onenzondo kanje. It's because there is something that belongs to the enemy that has entered to that person, and the enemy is using that to destroy and to kill. The word of God says there's nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ. Neither tribulations nor distress. But these things, zivela usathane ayisebenzise as the tool to destroy us. So the desires of the flesh, you know, when there are a lot of young boys out there, we spoke about Ukbema from this area. There are a lot of young boys out there who end up, they are smoking, some smoking even drugs because of social status. Because they feel like they don't feel fit to this particular group. So for them, in order to fit in, then they will want to do the wrong things that the other groups will do. They will even say, we are initiating you, my boy. That is what is happening in schools. They initiate them. They think that these people are friends. You spoke about that earlier. That
is this a corner?
Becoming a man now, my boy, because you have just and that, number one, it is hazardous to your health. So we need to be careful, because the enemy uses anything at its disposal to destroy us, to distract us. Because now when they are attending classes, they are seen as they are weak or stupid by the others. So then they have to fall in within a particular group. So the social status in Bundis and the material things that we tend to desire. You know, it's good to have good things, but now when our heart is so rooted into the riches, and you can do whatever it takes, Ugoti, to get wealthy. There are people who end up sacrificing with their loved one. Now, the love of money becomes now what? The enemy of your soul. Because at the end, you end up doing or taking wrong actions which are against the word of God and the will of the Father.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. What are we talking about when we talk about enemies of the soul? What are some of the enemies of the soul that you can identify? Talk to us. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Azania.
Honorable members of the House
Honorable
of the Kingdom of God, I'm listening, I'm learning. Enemies of our souls, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Where yesterday I was talking to Bazalon Mabang, with my wife. I'm saying, you know, no, it wasn't my wife, Billy Bazalon M. Changamre. We're talking about that the moment we don't pray. We become lazy to pray. To go to two things. We don't study the word, we don't pray. That becomes the enemy of our soul. Because we are kept by the word of God. We are kept by the grace of God. We are born of the word. So if we cannot feed and pray, feed from the word and pray, we are orchestrating our downfall, because the soul will get weary. The Bible says, Ore Jesu, in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, a man ought to pray always and not to faint. Mtangamarena, the laziness of depending on our Father in prayer is an enemy of soul. The laziness. But the words go to Afa. Oba Sibo, do sells Nyagova la Bible. Sibo, do sells Nyago or Rapela. You don't want to fast. Your body always tell you, no, you'll be sick. No, you're tired. Actually, lack of prayer also, as I said, in Kangamrena, it also give birth to pride. Because you say to yourself, I can do it by myself. Yeah, that is the enemy of soul. And false doctrine also, Mtangamrena, false doctrine. I'll be honest. Remember, most denominations are birthed from the false doctrine. And that became an enemy of souls of many. Because the moment you stand in front of people and teach a perverted doctrine, Mtangamrena, You are perverting the people. Actually, you are developing them to become what? They become enemies of their own souls by accepting and receiving the false doctrine. False doctrine is enemy of our soul. That is why, Mtangamrena, when you go in front of the people, you must be sure that the Holy Spirit leads you, because when you start preaching things that are not of Christ, it's like treason. You are taking people out of the kingdom to yourselves. That is why in the book of Colossians, Paul are beware that you may not be captured by philosophy of the world. So false doctrine also is dangerous to our soul, Mtangamren. That is why Holy Spirit is important in our life. I always say, I don't want a servant of God who depend on theology. No, we depend on Holy Spirit. Because he shall guide us and teach us. Without Holy Spirit, you're just developing an enemy of soul. Because Holy Spirit teaches, equip us, and build us for the glory of Christ. Thank you, honorable member.
Thank you, honorable member. See you soon. And of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about the enemy of the soul, the enemies of the soul, quite a lot of them these days.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.